Welcome again to the Strange Brew podcast. My name's Jason Barnard, and for the next hour you'll be listening to an amazing set of tracks related to Liverpool and Merseyside, bands and acts from that region. However, of course, we've heard of many of the Merseybeat acts that came from the area and rose alongside the Beatles in the early 60s. But what happened after 65, 66, when the chart hit started to die for some of those Merseybeat acts, as well as new groups that came up from the area? But first, we've got some great new features on the strangebrew.co.uk website. We finally published Tom Hartman of the Aerovons and the feature on them. We heard a taster of Tom on our Adopted Brits podcast, and it's well worth a look if you get chance, as well as Nick Warburton's interview with Denny Alexander of the Clayton Squares and Penny Peeps. But we'll be having a little taster of that later as well. Of course, the first track that you heard was the Merseys with Sorrow from 1966. After their initial success had waned, the Merseybeats folded, and in 1966, Tony Crane and Billy Kingsley formed a vocal duo called the Merseys. They had a major hit with their first single, Sorrow, which reached number 4 in the hit parade. Billy later formed Liverpool Express, but more from them later. We now go on to a track that wasn't a chart hit, but in its own genre is an absolute classic, and it was also released on Fontana in that year too. Wimple Witch were originally the Four Just Men, who released a few Merseybeat singles on Parlophone from 64 to 65. The following year they changed their sound, and actually their name a year later, signing with Fontana. We'll be hearing their second of their brilliant trio of singles. We've already heard a few actually already on previous podcast. Although it's now been rated as one of the greatest of the era, Save My Soul did not chart nationally. So here's Wimple Witch. You're in for another treat with Save My Soul. Thank you. was the brilliant Wimple Winch and Save My Soul, released on Fontana in 1966. Staying in that year, we have the Clayton Squares with Imagination, the single B-side to There She Is, released on Decca. You can read Nick Warburton's excellent interview with Denny Alexander with the Clayton Squares singer at thestrangebrew.co.uk. Denny was also in the Penny Peeps and wrote classics such as Model Village and Curly the Night of the Road. In the feature, Denny says that Imagination could well have done better, but the song offered was a loving spoonful number called There She Is, which was deemed to give it a better chance. But we can right that wrong and hear the amazing B-side, Imagination, from the Clayton Squares. Imagination by the Clayton Squares, and don't forget to check out Nick Warburton's fascinating interview with Denny Alexander of the band and also of the Penny Peeps at thestrangebrew.co.uk. Next we have one of the archetypal Merseybeat bands, the Swinging Blue Jeans, and who doesn't like a bit of hippy hippy shake? In 1966, the Swinging Blue Jeans showed they were capable of keeping up with the Beatles via this piece of psychedelia. This excellent song was written by Jimmy Campbell of the Kirbys and later 23rd Turnoff, and was produced by Paddy Chambers of the Escorts. EMI refused to sanction its release because it wasn't made by one of their staff producers. We actually have another Swinging Blue Jeans gem later in the show. So here's the Swinging Blue Jeans from 1966, although it wasn't released until about 10 years ago, with Keep Me Warm Till the Sun Shines. The Swinging Blue Jeans with Keep Me Warm Till the Sun Shines, written by the late, great Jimmy Campbell. Here's another of Jimmy's defining tracks. He was in a range of bands, or associated with a range of bands in the 60s and 70s, one of which was Rocking Horse, actually, with Billy Kingsley. However, he was in the 23rd Turnoff in the mid to late 60s, and the band were responsible for releasing Michelangelo as a single on the D-Ran label in 1967. It's an absolute classic. We'll be hearing another of Jimmy's gems later in the show, but this is pretty unbeatable, really. Here's Michelangelo by the 23rd Turnoff. Third turn off with the amazing Michelangelo. We'll have another Jimmy Campbell track later in the show. We've also got time for a load of artists, some acts that were from the Merseybeat era but carried on releasing great material into the late 60s, such as Jerry Marsden, Billy J. Kramer, Cilla Black and the Remo 4, as well as newer acts such as Focal Point, Timon, and, of course, Liverpool Express. But more about that later. And on to now, one of the bands associated with the Merseybeat boom who were still going into the late 60s, The Searchers, who were originally founded as a skiffle group way back in Liverpool in 1959 by John McAnally and Mike Pender. The band took their name from the classic 1956 John Wayne Western The Searchers. Sweets for My Sweets and Needles and Pins were massive hits for the band in 1963-64. However, from 1967, their version of Popcorn Double Feature is remembered as one of the best tracks of their late 60s releases and is revered amongst pop psych enthusiasts. So here's The Searchers with Popcorn Double Feature.
Everybody's going through changes. Everybody's got a bag of his own. Everybody's talking about places can only be found in the greater unknown. People are flying, babies are crying, don't nobody care at all. There's love and there's laughter and good blinded fun. Blind man is your teacher, no need to be alone. Music's coming out of the woodwork, the silence so strange, and nobody sleeps. And a little man on the corner is holding a flag and making a speech. Coffee each morning, don't park is the warning. They tow your machine away. There's so much confusion that's built on illusion. What's making the music play? Popcorn, double feature. World's a funny farm. Blind man is your teacher, no need to be alarmed. Not mine. So much confusion that's built on illusion. What's making the music play? Popcorn, double feature. Oh, world's a funny farm. Blind man is your teacher, no need to be alarmed. Not mine.
The Searchers with the wonderful Popcorn double feature. We're actually moving on to a band you may not have been aware of, but they were around in the Mersey era. The Cubas, who were founded in 1962 in Liverpool, of course. Late in 1963, they began playing at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany, doing a 3-week stint there. Brian Epstein signed them to a contract in 1964 and brokered them a deal with Pye Records. In 1965, they actually featured in the film Ferry Across the Mersey, but their footage of the band was cut from the film's final release. Now, their first single, I Love Her, unfortunately did not make the charts, but the band opened for the Beatles on their last British tour to support that particular single. They released a range of singles around this time, but they failed to hit the mark or hit the charts around this period. In 1966, they moved from Pye to EMI Columbia. By 1967, the band started to change its sound from R&B rooted beat to psychedelia and began writing their own tracks with the help of their new manager, Tony Stratton Smith. Gypsy Fred is well worth hearing, so of course we'll hear that track, which was a single A-side on Parlophone from 1967. Before we get to that, near the end of 1968, the group splintered just as EMI Columbia was releasing their self-titled first LP, which finally saw the light of day the following year in 1969. But here's the Cubas in their prime with the brilliant single Gypsy Fred.
The songs he had in his head. He sang about the stars and the skies, sang about the truth and the lie. No one heard the tales that he told. They all said that he was too old. Used to call him weak in the head. They all laughed at old Gypsy Fred. The dogs always snapped at his legs. No one would buy Fred's pants. Then they threw him out of the town. Said they didn't want him around. So he tried the city instead, busking in the streets for his bread. Gypsy was in. Not to like his songs was a sin. He was feeling 15 feet tall. Gypsy Fred could fill any hole. Gypsy Fred was too old to change. Found his new life very strange. Longed for the fields and the trees. Long for the doors without keys. He left the fame, went home again. You hear a song in the trees. Please don't think it's only the breeze. It's maybe an old man's cry of love for the earth and the sky. La 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 la.
The Cubas from 1967 with Gypsy Fred. Now to another band who had a connection with the Beatles, the Remo 4, who were voted number 3 group in a 1961 Merseybeat poll, and among their fans were the Beatles, fresh from a season in Hamburg, Germany as well. Both groups were regulars at the Cavern back in the early 60s, and similar to the Cubas, the band signed up with Brian Epstein. By 1967, Beatle George Harrison hired the band as his backing band for part of his solo project, the soundtrack album to the movie Wonderwall. While the songs were mostly instrumentals, they did record one track with lyrics in the first place, which was not released until the 1990s. That might sound familiar to you because we heard Sidewalk Society's amazing version of this next track in our Apple Car podcast. So here's the Remo 4 and the original version of The First Place, recorded in 1967 but not released until 30 years later.
Thank you.
the Remo 4 with The Brilliant in the first place. Now to two acts who went solo from their bands and recorded versions of Bee Gees tracks in 1967. We have Jerry Marsden and his version of Gilbert Green, released as a single A-side on CBS. And we have Billy J. Kramer, formerly of the Dakotas, with his version of the Bee Gees' Town of Tuxley Toymaker Part 1, released on the Reaction label. But first, Jerry Marsden, Gilbert Green.
On a hill inside a house of Thornwell Reach stands a man who's feeling very tired, looking at a song he wrote some time ago. Could have made it big inside a Broadway show. Every day I go away and find ideas, think I climb on top of somewhere high. Couldn't I write a song about a man who's dead? Didn't really know if he was off his head. Everybody knows that's the way it goes. Too bad for Gilbert Green. Now we can tell the world that he was right. Sitting in his attic on a sunny day, mending 50 carpets that had worn, humming to himself a song of yesteryear. His hearing wasn't good, but his eyes were clear. Everybody knows that's the way it goes. Too bad for Gilbert Green. Now we can tell the world that he was right. Is burnt along with Gilbert Green. Sad to see his sister stand and cry. And in the basement lies a song that wasn't seen. Tells a tale of laughing men and yellow beans. Everybody knows that's the way it goes.
Louder than toys, little trains and rails. two-way lines, satisfy the human mind. Make them big and make them small, make them wide and make them tall. That's what the children would cry. Make me a soldier, a castle so high, into the sea reply. Busy, busy making toys, make a girl for every boy, make a man for every wife, live an everlasting life.
Billy J. Kramer from 1967, and their versions of two great Bee Gees numbers, and now to Cilla Black. Much of her material was produced by George Martin, and her third solo studio album, Cheru, released in April 1968 on Parlophone, was no exception. The lead single for the album was Step Inside Love, written by Paul McCartney, which reached number 8 on the UK singles chart. However, on this LP, there was Follow the Path to the Stars, which was written by Skip Bifferty, favourites at Strangebrew HQ, and is one of the few gems still hiding in her back catalogue. So here's Cilla with Follow the Path to the Stars.
I'll find a better life for you. The stars have said our love's untrue. And just because we shared a life, there is no reason for a soul to die. Find a better people there, a friendly love, the kind who care, and not the sort like me you found. We're mean and hard, and we push around. Do.
You hear it all on The Strange Brew. Bit of Cilla Black there with Follow the Path to the Stars. Well worth checking out that one. One of the few gems lying around across her material from the 60s. Now to an act who's a lot lesser known than Cilla, Timon, and his single A-side from Pi in 1968, The Bitter Thoughts of Little Jane. Timon was Timon Dog, and actually was a future bandmate of Joe Strummer of The Clash. Timon and The Bitter Thoughts of Little Jane was arranged and produced by Canadian pop singer Jerry Martin and features John Paul Jones on bass and Jimmy Page on lead guitar. The Bitter Thoughts of Little Jane is one of the best of the era. You're in for a real treat now.
The bitter thoughts of little Jane are locked away and will remain unspoken. Been let down and kicked around, been sent away without her token. But she'll find her place, she'll find a head to pound on. Never cries or even tries, so no one really knows she wants to die. Been too long on her own, she's growing old, she's growing cold. But she'll find her place, she'll find a head to pound on. Doll again, Andrew plays with Waka boys, but little Jane, she's got no choice. But she'll find her place, she'll find a head to pound on.
Favourite of Paul McCartney, that one actually, Timon and the Bitter Thoughts of Little Jane. And despite musically being quite light and jaunty, the lyrical content is extremely dark, perhaps like some of the best material of its kind, really. Now to something which is even less known and actually didn't get released at the time, and it actually features alongside some very good tracks on the Unearthed Merseybeat Volume 1 CD released in 2002. The act you'll be hearing is actually Jason Eddy, who was in fact Billy Fury's brother Albie Witcherly, and he released a couple of singles for Parlophone with the Sentamen in 1965 and 1966. I think they were produced by Joe Meek. But this number, Mr. Bus Driver, was recorded around 1968 but didn't get a hearing at the time.
Show me, I'm getting closer to home. If I
that was another Liverpudlian, Billy Fury's brother, Albie Witcherly, Jason Eddy, with Mr. Bus Driver. Now, as we heard on our Apple Car show, Focal Point were the first band to be signed to Apple Publishing. Never Never was the band's choice to be their first single, but this honour actually went to Sycamore Sid, with the B-side being Love You Forever, which sadly was their sole release at the time. The Strange Brew is working on a forthcoming feature on the band with Dave Slater of the group, so watch this space. So here's Focal Point with Never Never from the brilliant first bite of the Apple CD, released on Kissing Spell in 2005 but recorded in 1968. That was Focal Point with Never Never from their first bite of the Apple CD, released in 2005 but recorded in 1968. Do watch out on a forthcoming feature with Dave Slater of the group. And now another track by the Swinging Blue Jeans. Summer Come Sunday proves that they could definitely hold their own in parts, and was written and sung by their bassist Mike Gregory, formerly of the Escorts, who joined the group in 1967. So here's Summer Come Sunday from 1969.
Summer comes Sunday, my oh my, soon I'll see the sun. to do. When she comes, I'll do it the way I always do. Summer comes Sunday, my oh my. Soon I'll see the sun in the summer skies. Soon I'll see the love eyes. Sunday morning, Sunday shine. Sunday morning, Sunday shine. Sunday morning, Sunday shine.
Very nice, very pleasant. Swinging Blue Jeans from 1969 with Summer Comes Sunday. Now we move on a year to Jimmy Campbell with a track called In My Room, released on his Half-Baked LP, released on Vertigo in 1970. It's an amazing track, proving the true genius of Jimmy Campbell. Fellow Liverpudlian Billy Fury also made a worthy cover version, but here's the original, Jimmy Campbell and the brilliant In My Room.
In my room, with its broken door, the posters on the wall of Hitler, John and Paul, I see myself. In my room, there's books of Somerset Maugham, of Evingstone and Oscar Wilde. There's poetry of my own, and I can be myself. In my room, there's imitation Lutrecs. Jane Avril is my favorite. The Moulin Rouge is next. I think I'll burn them all, for they're no good at all. You didn't understand. By my head, there's a photograph of you. Your face seems to be sad. I wonder where you are. I suppose you're fine. I wanted to share my room with you.
Thank you.
Jimmy Campbell and In My Room. Amazing. How can we follow that? Actually, we've got another belter to finish the show. Before we do that, though, our next podcast will be focusing on Pink Floyd. Of course, we'll be featuring the Floyd themselves and loads of related material and some unbelievable cover versions. So, well worth looking out. Where can I find more information on The Strange Brew? Well, there's The Strange Brew podcast website, thestrangebrew.co.uk. But we've also just this minute launched The Strange Brew Facebook page. So into the search function, you can put The Strange Brew podcast and you'll find our Facebook site. So do like us there as well and find out what's going on in the world of The Strange Brew. Our final track is Liverpool Express and Every Man Must Have a Dream, released in 1976 on Warner Brothers. Do look out for a forthcoming Strange Brew interview with Liverpool Express's chief songwriter, Roger Craig Scott, who wrote much of the band's material alongside Billy Kingsley. Heard a little bit about him earlier, and in fact he featured in our opening track of the show. The Liverpool Express's material highlights a stunning string of Beatles-infused classics at a time when many acts were strutting their stuff down the disco or releasing anodyne material. They're well worth checking out. So here's a classic, Every Man Must Have a Dream. Until next month, my name's Jason Barnard, and you've been listening to the Merseybeat Sunset Strange Brew podcast.
Every play must have a scene. Every heartbreak has a heart. Every child must have a star.
Every man must have a dream.